Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. My kind of rock and roll guy. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm kind of a Mad Dog American right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We take our business seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously around here, ladies and gentlemen. We try to have fun, and we do that by talking to really smart people like our good friend Bob Prosen. Bob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, president of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. BobProsen.com is the website. Bob, you, in the last segment, you helped us kind of button up 2013. Now help us get 2014 off to a good start.
All right, here we go. There are a lot of companies out there that still don't have their objectives nailed down for 14. So why don't we do this? In the next 7 days, commit to finishing this. And what are those? Their objective should be in three categories: financial, customer, and employees. Those are the three important veins inside of your business. Let's look at each one of those. Let's pull them apart. So financial, you've got top line, we'll call that growth. You've got bottom line, we'll call that success. And you've got something spinning in the middle, folks. That's called inventory, work in progress, or people. So if you're a service business, it's rate and bill, rate and bill, rate and bill. Those are the key objectives under financial. We all know those. But where a lot of companies fall short, and I want you to change it this year so you have your best year yet, is what objectives do you have for your customers? This isn't, Jim, what you post out there so customers see it. Mm-hmm. What do you want from your customers? And let me give everybody some ideas. You want repeat business. You want more customers. By the way, all these are measurable. If you can't measure them, don't write them down. Mm-hmm. You want more customers. You want a deeper share of wallet, a broader share of wallet, so they spend more with you and less with the competitor.
It could just be that you're not taking from somebody else necessarily as much as this the opportunity is lying fallow. Maybe the customer doesn't even know you sell this stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt. In fact, there's a lot of companies that I work with that they sell one or two products to a particular customer, and the customer has no idea they offer five others. They have five others. Sell them. I mean, it's low-hanging
fruit.
And
it's not your customer's job to find out all that. You're supposed to tell them.
Of course. And I know your next guest is going to be talking about ways to do that, so connect these two conversations up. It'll be very helpful to your audience. The other thing from a customer perspective is, what do you want from them? You want testimonials, folks. You want really good testimonials from them. Now, here's a secret. And this is the stuff companies pay me a lot of money for, Jim. So let me give it to your audience. The way you get testimonials is this. You know that when you try to sell something to somebody, they object. If they don't object, they're not going to buy from you.
They're not paying attention. You're not doing a good enough job.
Correct. This is what they object to, the three biggest objections. One, your price. Two, they don't know you. And three, they got to switch from somebody they already like.
Right.
Right? So what I want you to do, and here's the key, go back, pull out all of your new customers over the last 2 years, put them in those three categories. Which ones of those customers had an objection to price? Mm-hmm. Which ones, you with me? Put them in those categories. Then go back to those customers and ask them for a testimonial. And the testimonial you want from them, you want from the price-conscious people, why doing business with you is so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You want from the ones that had the switch, why they wish they would have switched 2 years earlier. Get these customized testimonials that deal directly with the objections you get when you sell. How do you like that?
I love it. And I'll tell you something, folks. We've always known testimonials have always been powerful. But in the age of the customer, folks, and Bob, what we're learning and what the research is showing is that people are valuing what other people say about a company much more than they believe the marketing messages. Now, it wasn't like this 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, you are so right.
But today, the research shows that what people, when you get a testimonial you didn't even ask for, you know, they write it down in Yelp or whatever, good, bad, or ugly, People believe that more than you saying, I got the freshest salad bar in town.
Yeah, how true is that? And does your new book address that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you're right on. Testimonials are powerful. They're like referrals to between people who don't even know each other.
Yeah, these things are golden, absolutely golden. Let's look at the third category, employees.
Mm-hmm.
Business leaders, what do you want from your employees in 2014? Let me give you some tips. You want increased productivity, and you want it from every part of your business, whether they're the office staff or the line worker. So make sure you increase productivity built into your model. That'll save you money, and it will drive up your profits. By the way, the other thing you want from your employees is engagement. Jim, you talk at all about that with anybody?
Yeah.
Engagement?
Absolutely.
And the importance of that over satisfaction?
Yeah. Engaged employees become entrepreneurs within your company.
That's exactly right. They care about your business.
Yeah. Yeah. They show up just like you do. Back to this productivity thing. What you have to realize is if you want your employees to be more productive, that might mean you have to make some investments, like in training or technology. What do you think, Bob?
I think you have to do that. I think it's a mistake when you don't, because employees, you know, they did a study not too long ago. Actually, it's done every year by Forbes, and they're saying that this year is the highest rate of employee defection.
Wow.
In other words, they've been...
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, they want to leave.
I believe that. That's been coming a while, Bob, because of as a result of 2008. Hey, Bob, I need your website again, please.
BobProsen.com, P-R-O-S-E-N.com.
Great job, Bob. Thanks for being here. Good job, and let's come back real soon. Let's have a good 2014 together.
Thank you, sir.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.